A video version of this podcast is available at AboundingJoy.com and also on our YouTube pages. Well, hey guys, thanks for watching today. This is Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. And this past Saturday was the 244th birthday of the United States. By the way, my background picture here today is a picture of the flag at the Veterans Flag Memorial, if you didn't recognize it, in Madisonville. I took that picture a few years ago on a Sunday morning. Vicki and I were on our way to church, and the sun had risen just far enough to catch the flag, but not the lower landscape. The original picture was vertical. It's a breathtaking scene, though, as we stopped. I thought, we got to take a picture of this. I love this picture. This past Sunday, the day after Independence Day, I happened to come across a YouTube video of a Celebrate Freedom Sunday worship service held at First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, on the previous Sunday, June 28th, of 2020. The guest speaker was Vice President Mike Pence, and I thought he shared an excellent message, but I was especially encouraged by something he shared at the very end of his message. He related the story behind a letter he had recently received, and I was so encouraged by his account of what happened that I thought, I got to share this. So I thought, here I am sharing it with you. Now, this excerpt I'm going to play for you now is very brief. I think a little less than 6 minutes. If you'd like to see the whole thing, the entire service is available on YouTube. By the way, Dr. Ben Carson also spoke briefly during the service, and I'll put a link to the YouTube video on our webpage if you want to check it out. Now, here's the Vice President.
I leave here today that God is at work. And I had occasion to be reminded that even when it doesn't seem that way, God is still working a little bit earlier this week. You see, I received a letter from a pastor who leads a church not far from Jacksonville, Florida. He told me of a time that he and his new bride were attending Asbury Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky in 1977. It was a place where they held in the spring every year a Christian music festival. They'd present the gospel with preachers. They'd present what was then the early versions of contemporary Christian music. Have young people attend from all over the Midwest. But he wrote to me that in 1977, they had decided at the seminary to discontinue the event. But he and his new bride felt called to do the work. He wrote to me and said that several friends told us that it would be very hard on our new marriage and that we shouldn't do it. But he said we answered the call. We gathered a few other seminarians to help us, and they worked a whole year to arrange the event in the spring of 1978. And then he said, then the night came, the culminating evening on Saturday night, where he and his new bride were walking through the camp area. And it was raining. And they were disappointed. They thought it all had been for naught. And then he said, and that's because I didn't know that that night, a future Vice President of the United States of America would be giving his life to Jesus Christ. He wrote to me, I cannot write this without tears. And I could not read it without tears. Because I remember that night, sitting on a hillside, it was raining, and it was like I heard the words for the first time. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever might believe in him might not perish, but have eternal life. And I stood up and I walked down that night, not out of a sense of intellectual assent, but because my heart was broken with gratitude for what had been done for me on the cross. I'm working on a letter to that pastor, which I will not be able to write without tears. And I'm simply going to say to him and his wife, now I know who else to thank for that night so many years ago. The lesson in his letter was, even when things don't seem like they're going the way we expected, they're going the way he expected. And we can claim those other ancient words that have been over the fireplace in our home in Indiana, in the governor's residence, in the vice president's residence today. They read, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And I believe with all my heart, on this Celebrate Freedom Sunday and every day, that if we will but hold fast to him, we'll see our way through these challenging times. We will restore our nation's health. We will renew our freedom, and we will inspire people across this land with our witness of the love and compassion and strength that comes in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you for letting me join you today. God bless you. And God bless America.
Well, I hope that encouraged you as much as it encouraged me. It definitely encouraged me. Because even when it seems that our efforts to bring glory to the Lord are in vain, and they often seem that way, don't they? Don't they to you? They do to me. There are many, many times I think, what's the point here? Nobody's listening. This isn't getting through. Who cares? And you feel like, oh man, I might as well give it up. That's the enemy trying to fight us, of course, get us to stop. It seems in vain. It isn't in vain. But it reminded me of 1 Corinthians 15:58, where God tells us through Paul, of course, very specifically, these words, therefore, Paul said, my beloved brothers, be steadfast. I mean, stay in the battle. Immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. That's so good. Father, thank you so much for this assurance from your word and from this beautiful story you shared with us through our vice president, to remind us of the truth of this promise. So Lord, help us all to stay in the battle. Help us to stay faithful. Help us to not worry too much about results that we're not seeing. Help us instead to focus on you and leave the results to you. Help us to do what you put us here to do. Bless Mike Pence, Lord. I know he faces a lot of impossible situations, so please give him wisdom beyond himself to do the right thing. Encourage him, strengthen him, use him for your glory. Thank you that he so clearly trusts Jesus. So bless that man and help us all to stay in the battle. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.